We all want to feel better, be happier, and have more freedom. And there are endless resources at our fingertips. But wading through a sea of self-help books, podcasts, and workshops takes more time than anyone has, except me. That's my job. I curate and translate the latest, most effective personal development wisdom to help you elevate your personal experience and improve the way you show up for others. I'm Kevin Miller, and this is Self-Helpful. How to transcend the onslaught of negativity in our culture. Without making a case that there is more negativity in our world today than ever, it's simply more easily delivered to us through our constant devices. The media wants our attention, and if it bleeds, it leads. And that's just a truth and reality. Negativity gets more views and attention. And on social media, I don't know the exact stats, but I tend to see more sharing of and discussions around criticism and debate than joy and peace. I mean, we can't get rid of it either. All the negativity is impossible to avoid. Not long ago, we went through a COVID pandemic and high racial tensions and presidential campaigns and scandals that really upped all the volatility. And just about everyone in the country, if not the planet, is citing more anxiety and uncertainty, confusion and fear than ever. And we can't live in a bubble or a cave, so we just have to learn to deal with it. And this is my Functional Friday episode. I'm with my Functional Friday co-host, Randy James, medical doctor and functional medicine expert. And we talk about what he's seeing with literal patients in his clinic around this issue and how very real it is and how to deal with it, how we can minimize it. And again, the truth is the bigger issue is just how we can combat it because we can't totally avoid it. So interestingly, what we landed on was seeking ways to lift ourselves emotionally in response to it or to counter it, really. I think you'll find some tangible actions you can take from this episode. The Self-Helpful Podcast was founded through the Zig Ziglar Corporation. June 15 and 16 of 2023, I will be in Dallas to attend and speak at the Ziglar Coach Summit. I just heard from someone today who's going to be there. They've got my new book, asked me if I would sign it for them while we're there. And it'd be great to connect with you personally. And if you're looking to influence people for the better, professionally or personally, this is an event specifically for you. I ask you to join us. Check it out at Ziglar, ZIGLAR.com/coach summit. Following these sponsors who help make the show possible and provide great resources for your life, I bring you Dr. Randy James and a discussion on how to transcend the onslaught of negativity in our culture. I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon, really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky where horse racing and bourbon are famous and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of 7 requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What are the cumulative effects of, I'm going to call it negative exposure, and we'll go down through some, and how does it affect us? You know, we've talked recently about immunity. How much does it lessen my immunity? Because it heightens my stress. And I just wonder, I think there's no way we can comprehend what those little drips,
those little deposits of negativity, of stress, anxiety, what they are doing to us, and how can we be aware and avoid slash counteract them?
Right, because I'm imagining you jogging along. It's a good day. You've got a good demeanor, a good attitude, a good posture. And then that happens where now you feel slightly offended, like just a little bit. Maybe not you, but I'm imagining me. I would have been a little slightly offended, and I would have also felt a little guilty.
That was exactly what I thought.
I should have crossed the street to preserve this poor woman from me and my offensiveness.
Yeah.
And she thought something along the same lines, like, oh my gosh, how dare you? Like a little bit of affrontedness maybe, or a little bit of fear. I wish I didn't have to turn away from this guy. Like I'm pretty sure that if I look somebody in the eye and go good morning, that they're not going to hate me or hit me. Or.
And I think a year ago, I mean, this is, we're recording this in December 2020, in March, early March, before all this stuff. It would have been a
you
positive.
Could have just said hello.
Yeah, it would have been somebody else is out. Hey, how you doing? Good afternoon. And I do. So for the past however many months, whether I'm on the trail, mountain biking, or sidewalk running, or whatever, it is a different demeanor. There are far less smiles, far less hellos, far less joy, and then there's often that of feeling like you're supposed to spread apart. And this
even in your own home. There's less of a party.
That's one piece. Now, we've done shows and we talked about exposure to, I mean, we could talk about that right now. You know, we're all always, so let's go out of the pandemic. We're all always dealing with exposure to possible exposure of, in a negative sense, you know, visually, auditorily, smell, skin. You know, it's however
contact,
that.
Yeah.
Contact, yeah. And people. And then the media that we see, and I want us to, you know, I thought we'd land on the media today, but we're all dealing with those all the time. So it's relevant to think, how can we, again, minimize, counteract those things all the time? But right now we are also in a place, and I'm going to say culturally media, where there's, I don't know what the percentage is, we can make something up, but there's a percentage higher of negative exposure. We are all going to, unless we stay in a hole.
Right. If you expose yourself to the news, there's going to be a negativity about it. Yeah. So it's interesting that you bring that up, because from the medical side, there is this idea of the exposome. So, you know, we have the genome. It comes from this word genome.
I've never heard of that.
So the genome is your entire gene setup, right? That's your genome that makes you you. And so we have the genetic connection to what we eat, or proteins. So it's a proteomics or nutrigenomics. How does your nutrition interact with your genome? The genome is your infrastructure, and your phenome or the phenotype is what I see. Like I see you and how tall you are and all of that. It's influenced by, did you lift weights or did you go to bed on time or whatever. So now in the medical sense, there's also this exposome that incorporates everything you're talking about. And if you think about epigenetics, so epi means above, so everything your genome is exposed to is the exposome, and how does it interact molecularly, microscopically, as you, because when you say drip, 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 molecularly it's a flood, 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 flood.
Okay.
And that is a part of our phenotype. Like I said, if you went to bed on time and lifted weights yesterday, you're a little bit different today than you would have been. And how you're different is related to your genes and related to how you've lived the previous exactly 50 years and one day before. So you didn't invite me to any of those parties either.
Yeah. Lord of the Rings, Christmas watching. Yeah. And just early. I just got so much going on. I'm just waking up early, just thinking of stuff. So, yeah. We're talking about exposure, and I was about to make an analogy and I thought,
protect yourself
from negative exposure, whether that's I don't want to use this for my own spouse, but theoretically it's your spouse and their negativity, or your kid, or the news you pick up,
or putting a hat on to protect yourself from the sun.
The
hugeness sunscreen of this.
Yeah.
It's right. That we have to, and you flip it around, or do I take my hat off to expose myself to
vitamin D,
right? To all of the good side of light, and all that that does for us, and it becomes infinitely complex. That's the exposome and the interaction with the genome. But so now we also have a medical system that in that news cycle of negativity and all of that, the largest business in America is providing care for all of our illnesses and ailments. That's the largest, that's the biggest part of our gross domestic product. And there's a feeling like medicine can deliver, you hear precision medicine these days, based on one's genome. That's where that came from. We're going to precisely peel the layers of you back and think you need this drug, not that drug, or whatever. But in reality, the infiniteness, the complexity of it all is mind-boggling and overwhelming. And then when you engage yourself into that trillion-dollar system, what do you come out with on the other side? And you might come out with a hat saying, you know.
Yeah, here's a pill, and not, yeah, it's the best.
Ear stuffing so you don't listen to XYZ news.
Yeah, and you as from a medical standpoint are over here going, how can we keep you from that exposure or guard you against it without just giving you a Band-Aid to manage the it's back to that. We did a show recently, you know, I'm hitting you, and you're, you know, how can you get a shirt that protects you from me hitting you? How can you stop me hitting you?
Right.
And so, you know, again, looking at that. And so there was this, I told you about this, there was this meme or something that a picture that somebody, no, a guy said it, and I don't know if it's a picture of him or whatever. And he said, this is his quote, some poor phoneless fool is probably sitting next to a waterfall somewhere, totally unaware of how angry and scared he's supposed to be. The guy's name is Duncan Trestle. I have no idea what it is, but it was something that got posted to me or shared to me. And I told you, it reminded me, it was back in March, the actor Jared Leto, and I can't even say what his lead thing is. I think he was like the Joker in some movie or something like that. Anyways, he said, it's a Jared Leto being on a silent meditation retreat. He totally missed out on the coronavirus pandemic. And it says, while the rest of the world, and this is in the past tense now, had been sharing or been learning about social distancing and such, the actor was completely unplugged. He tweeted later, 12 days ago, I began a silent meditation in the desert. And so he came back to this. If we did not have our phones, if we did not have our TVs, if we did not come out in the public and see people with masks, we would be so unaware. And yet this is the world that we live in today, heightened right now. And yeah, again, it just got me wondering for myself, because I am thinking about it, just that piece in my psyche. You know, what does that do? I mean, your kids at home, at school. You know, and if we look at if we exaggerate, you know, we always talk about how often we are in this blue zone, but somebody this morning is waking up to a bad relationship in a musty apartment in downtown New York with sounds of sirens and people yelling at each other, and somebody's banging on the other side of the wall, and there's frustration and irritation, and they walk down and there's no cab or Uber or whatever, and they have to walk and they don't have money for their best coffee, and I just boom, 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 over, just like you said, infinite negativity. And how can we guard ourselves? I mean, I think any of us can look at that and go, okay, well, I'm, you know, visually, how can I guard myself? We talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Input, output, auditorily, what I put in, what I don't put in.
Woody, because what I want to say right there is you and I are not living in musty downtown, old building New York City or wherever. So then by proxy, should you and I and should everybody in this town be like, oh my gosh.
Sure.
So grateful, so full of it, but they're not. So what I'm bringing up here is wherever somebody is, whether in musty downtown somewhere or 9,000 foot Woodland Park, their perception is the critical piece of how they're perceiving negativity or positivity.
Well, because I just said that, and there's some kid. I just read a book. Goodness, who was it? Maybe somebody I'm going to have on a show. And how they strove to get to New York City. The Big Apple. Mm-hmm. And in that scenario I just talked about, she would have woken up ecstatic.
I'm here.
Yes.
Listen to the sirens. This is what I have seen on the movies.
Awesome.
All the time.
I'm out of this stupid small town. Because here we are in our pristine Woodland Park, Colorado, and I've got a daughter who's going to move home temporarily as she decides. She's been living in Leadville. She's going to come here. And she does not want to live in small town Colorado, at least not for now. She wants to go. And you know, whether it's a big, I don't know if it's a big city she doesn't necessarily want to do that, but she just wants something else. They're looking at Florida and thinking about that and just a different place. She does not want this. So right now she feels a negativity for being here just because she wants to spread her wings, you know? Yeah. So back to your perception of that. Well, so if we look at counteracting, how do we can't, what's maybe step number one is change your attitude.
When we fast, we stop eating food and allow our body to repair. The research on the benefits and the reset is profound. The problem is we like food. We're addicted to food. Me too. Missing a meal or a day of eating is terrifying to a lot of people. So here is ProLawn. It's a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. ProLawn is not a diet. It's science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. ProLawn provides a five-day program where you get snacks and soups and beverages all designed to keep your body in a fasting state while taking away the difficulty and mindset of deprivation. I've fasted for 5 days with nothing but water, and my physical and mental state was incredible. My struggle was just wanting to fulfill my habit of eating. It was significant. ProLawn took that away. It's amazing. I feel like I'm cheating, but getting the benefits of fasting. So right now, ProLawn is offering What Drives You listeners 10% off their five-day nutrition program. So go to ProLawnLife.com/Kevin. That's ProLawnLife.com/Kevin for the special offer. Friends, I'm pretty candid about my lack of financial prowess. Money and numbers are fairly Greek to me, so I need a lot of guidance. One of my closest friends is a wildly successful wealth manager, and I'm working on some financial literacy and just continually seeking guidance. So I ask you to check out yahoofinance.com. Nobody knows it all, and Yahoo Finance is an incredible resource for the rookies like me or the seasoned investors. You know, before my dad passed away recently, Dave Ramsey and his wife Sharon flew down to visit. We all got to spend a day together, and I was at yahoofinance.com just now. I saw multiple news flashes from Dave and other people that you respect, and they're hitting so many of the hottest areas in finance today. So it's a place to get a snapshot of all aspects of your financial interests, and if you have them, your portfolios. I hadn't realized Yahoo Finance is the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. So for your comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. One more time. yahoofinance.com. Thankfully, the days of building a business website, then having this massive endeavor to integrate an online store are gone. Today, Shopify has fixed all that. I had one business where we actually built the entire website on Shopify's platform. So whether you're just starting out or you're selling $1 million of product already, Shopify is just the industry leader. It works the same for physical products or online and digital, and Shopify is just hands down the best out there. Most importantly, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. It's 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Getting people to buy is not that hard, at least to the buying point, but getting them to actually give their payment info is, and Shopify is king in that department. They also have top-tier customer service, which I think is critical. You can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Kevin. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Kevin to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Kevin.
Yes.
Be grateful.
Yes.
Okay.
I would put that number one, because think about it. You can't change your genotype. You can't. You are what you are, and you can influence it, and you have great influence over the phenotype, how you look and all of that. And probably the biggest epigenetic influence on the way you are is the way you choose to perceive.
Yeah.
And so many people lose out on the word choose there. They feel like, well, I didn't have a
choice. It is what it is. I mean, do you hear the sirens? This is terrible.
Right. You can't not hear them. And your daughter can't not be from Woodland Park.
Yeah.
She is. And right now, she she's going to be here, and she could really feel negative about that. Now, if her own goal in life, if her major, major goal was to never get corona, never get any virus, or especially COVID virus, then she would be a fool to leave here.
Yeah,
right. She should stay in Leadville. probably. So I think yes, your perception, attitude, choice of the way you see things is the biggest impact on, even when you get medical into.
Yeah.
The actual heart attack, the actual plaque within an artery, the actual depression, the actual level of serotonin and epinephrine and all of that.
I thought you were going to go into the other day. We were talking about placebo,
mm-hmm.
and that came up. And, you know, well, what if the benefit is really just placebo? And your answer was
great.
Great. Whatever. Let's
take more of that medicine.
To that degree, you know, how you perceive gratitude is a bit of a placebo because nothing changed. It still is a moldy, musty old apartment with sirens going off. And, you know, to look at that, I mean, in all fairness, I think, you know, in the positivity world that I live in, you're supposed to, you know, look at that and change your perspective. And, you know, if it sucks, sometimes it just does. But what can you be grateful for? So maybe mm-hmm. you're not going to be grateful for the sirens, but what can you be grateful for? You know, the fact that you're not the one in the ambulance.
So
not to be just Pollyanna and stupid, no. But how many of us, there's few people hearing this show that do not have much to be grateful for. Which I did not, that wasn't the point of the show for what I was coming into, but it's a
but even
primary
on,
part.
This is a hard statement, but even being grateful for how bad something is, because it motivates me to get out of the badness.
Grateful for the pain.
For the pain, yeah. It's the blessing of pain. And the pain might be a bad attitude.
Yeah.
And I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And, okay, well, let's change. And what are you going to change? Begin. And you know, you're watching Lord of the Rings, but I have said this phrase to my kids and even my wife last night. It's like, let's just get down the hill for starters.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they've got this Mount Everest of a task and 10,000 orcs between them and Mount Doom. But they've made it this far. It's like they could have stopped right there and said, we never thought we'd have made it this far. Look how far we made it.
Yeah. So, you know, as we look at this, then, you know, right now, again, if you look at the media, so you're exposed to it. And so, you know, I was thinking about that. It's lowering, thinking about right now. There's so much in the media, if we come to that specifically, media and let's just say the culture, because the culture right now is more exposed, full of viewing the media than ever. Lowering, what's the propensity, probability of lowering of our inspiration right now, our hope, our joy, our immunity, our confidence, our faith, and increasing stress, anxiety, worry, doubt, confusion, and uncertainty.
I feel it myself.
I do too. And that's what I'm, you know, with the little instances of the lady turning away from me on the thing or can't do that event or seeing what you do, you know, on the media. So what can we do to limit it and counteract it? That's what I thought. I mean, we've got, because some of it, right now, because we would say, don't look at the news. But yesterday we had a valid need to, didn't have to, but if mm-hmm. we're going to decide if we're going to legitimately be respectful of planet Earth and mm-hmm. humanity.
And then even, you know, you turn to the quote unquote news and Google and whatever search engine, which absolutely influences whatever you read and whatever mm-hmm. popped up. There is a way that all of that gets calculated as to what you see. So that's another layer of negativity. Like, do I trust what I can read out there? I'll tell you what I did.
That's mistrust. That is a big one. Mistrust that I am dealing with because I don't trust the media, and yet I'm going to it to figure out, okay, what the heck's going on in the culture?
And even on the Great Barrington thing, it's like, well, how come I didn't even know about this yesterday? And when I read it, I thought, okay, it makes sense. But then, and I was kind of surprised at the vitriol that has since come out about it, highlighting, oh my gosh, there's no landing on a single opinion. There's just no option.
It's just negative. This has happened before. I mean, back with 9/11, I think, you know, we probably experienced some of that, but it didn't affect me in Tennessee at the time. It was a tragic thing, but I didn't have anybody that I knew died. It didn't affect my, you know, the next day you go to work and school, it's all the same. Well, I mean, they heighten security stuff, but
airline, TSA.
Yeah, you can't go to the gate and see your loved one off at the final gate. And those things changed forever. But my goodness, again, we're at a time when I've got to believe.
You know what I was getting ready to say is what I, because I felt one morning, I just need to go and look at the news or you have a question, you want to go figure it out. And so I think, and this is what I think for many people, we've talked about the morning routine. And my conclusion there was to, I'm going to not look. And on one hand, the negative side of that, somebody's saying, you're burying your head in the sand. Mm-hmm. You're Pollyanna. You just, I'm, you know, it's not there, it's not there, it's not there if I close my eyes.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if my entire reason for existence is my time with God, my devotion to this relationship, then it still doesn't matter whatever happened in Tennessee or 9/11 or whatever, that's still, I'm going to do whatever I'm going to do through that lens, choosing to be grateful for what I can be grateful for, and then choosing to change what I feel the conviction to change.
Well, and there was, I mean, pre all this stuff, that was my norm. Well, it still is today. So I'm still doing that. But then I did not partake in much of the news. I mean, day to day is going on and not much has happened. And now, yeah, I mean, I'm getting the emails. I mean, I'm sure you do too for school. The boys are, you know, at the high school today. And I said, it's Wednesday. I thought you went Thursday and Friday. No, I can't keep up with the schedule. So I'm looking at that. Do the kids, you know, dance and gymnastics? Is that still happening? Can we have that gathering? Can we do that thing? And wondering, you know, we've got, and travel is messed up for people. And so it's just, it's so hard to put our heads in the sand. And,
To 100%.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't. I'm seeing this in our family with the kids. Like, that's a tangible, what on earth is going on with our young teenagers who are so impressionable? And we're striving so hard to, you know, sports is gone. Mm-hmm. And for both Marcy and I, that was a sort of a stake in the ground of how time was managed. Every day for 2 hours, there was an engagement with people on the social level, team sports, and doing something. And then you came home, you did your homework, you had a family dinner time, and you did more homework if you had to, or maybe, and it was, and then you went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't exist. There's hours that I feel like it's my responsibility to fill my kids' hours up with.
Yeah.
Or they're on a screen.
But even with the uncertainty, what I was thinking of as you're saying that is I've got kids, my kids who don't like school that much, they don't enjoy it, they like it even less right now. They are less happy about it. And my kids who like it are less happy because it's messed up. Yeah. So Ian is bummed. He'd rather be there every day hanging out with his friends, and he's only going 2 days a week, and they have to sit apart, and they can't do this. So he's bummed. And my kid who doesn't like it, it's just all screwier, and he's just more frustrated with it. So again, if we just say by proxy, there is no way that we as a culture
I'm feeling very negative.
Right, I know. that's part of my point is saying, okay, I'm kind of wanting to say it just is. So folks, I want us to all, you know, back to my list of what is lowering the inspiration, hope, joy. I mean, and what's increasing stress, anxiety. So that is, we can't put our head in the sand. So if we just say, okay, we all know that we are being exposed to it. Just like if we were in downtown, you know, Hong Kong, where the pollution is so high, to say you can't escape it. You can't escape it. What can you do to counteract it with gratitude and to limit it? But on the counteracting side, that's really where I came to go, okay, if today I know I'm going to have more of this negativity, I totally forgot. This is what we did last night. The kids got on to, cause we got a new TV. So they're, you know, playing with stuff. But the other night they had pulled something up, and I don't know where it came from. It was one of their favorite actors or something. And, you know, we don't watch a whole lot of TV, so I didn't know this existed. They found this, Jimmy Fallon, you know, whatever his late night or whatever. And he does these, it's like called improv or something theater or something like that, where he sits with his guest and says, okay, pick a verb, running, you know, pick two nouns, sheep, you know, pick whatever, and then has them do this skit and it inserts these things. We laughed and laughed. There was this one, and there was one with Kevin James, the actor, the big guy, where they're eating with, they're talking with food in their mouth, like spitting on each other. It's totally stupid. I never watched stuff like that. I laughed to my cheek. I was literally holding my cheeks pushed in because I laughed, and I thought, that's good counteracting. Medicine. Yeah, I could not get rid of the added negativity in my life through the day, but that's something that I could do. You talked about, can I secure my morning and start it out peacefully? Can I meditate during the day? Can we come together at, you know, lunch today and just no negativity, guys. We're not talking about it. Tell me something you're grateful for. Tell me something that's fun. Tell me something you're looking forward to. But seriously, to guide our conversation and to have these, I mean, you just like you would say, okay, if you're going to, gosh, you're we can't say the names. That'd be a HIPAA violation. But you have a patient who often goes to somewhere and has to come in here and get a malaria shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That. So he knows he's going to go get exposed. So they're going to come in here and go, okay, let's get the a Myers cocktail, which is a vitamin infusion. Let's get that to bolster us up. Let's not have sugar. Let's make sure we're getting good sleep. Let's get our malaria shot. We're going to, because we're going to step off a plane in a different place, and our body's going to be highly compromised, or could be.
Right. There's going to be pressure.
So they're going to do all these things. So there, for us right now to say, we can't hide from this negativity. It is going to touch us.
Yes.
Even if I was hiding from everything, then that lady is still on the sidewalk and still turned away from me. It's that little negative hit. So I'm going to get X amount of more negative hits today than I would have a year ago. What can I do?
What can you do
to counter?
Didn't we, a time or two ago, I used the analogy of the submarine. Well, a submarine is wet.
Yeah.
It can't not be wet. It can't not be in the water. So there you go. You can't not breathe. You can't not be exposed to pollution and EMF, negativity of the world. So we talked about all of the... If the submarine's perspective is to say, oh my gosh, there's more water. Oh my gosh, there's more water. Well, you will lose, right? You're just going to tank. You're going down. But if the submarine can also think, okay, I'm myself. How do I bolster my security?
Uh-huh.
How do I be less leaky? Or how do I have a better bilge system to get out whatever leaks so that I'm not impacted by it? How do I not go down so deep? Like, not smoking is a great way to not put pressure on your immune system.
Yeah.
Going to bed on time, et cetera, et cetera. So it's kind of what the whole show is about, right? Is how do I lower the amount of pressure on me, and how do I bolster my own resilience?
Yeah.
That's it. And so... that's what I just said about my mornings, and you too, is like, I loved what you just said. I'm going to secure my morning. Stake in the ground. Boom. Remember Dustin, and he said, this is an anchor. I will never let go of this anchor.
Yeah.
This anchors my life. Relationships. Gratitude for spouses. Now, if you're in a bad relationship or whatever, that's a missing anchor. That's, you're adrift. Like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen today? And insecurity in that is such a hard thing for the body to live in and with.
Yeah.
Safety within neighborhoods. Like if you go to a not safe neighborhood and you're living there, that's, those of us in a safe neighborhood don't understand that what that does to the actual physiology of the body.
I'm always, it's always weird. I'll have family members, you know, extended family or people visiting our home. So you know where I live, up there in the National Forest. It can't be seen. And they'll come up in the driveway, get out of their car and lock it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even lock our doors.
So the bears don't get it.
So the bear, but it's just habit because they live in, you know, the city and you do that. And it never crosses my mind unless my bike or computer are in the car and I'm at, you know, Walmart or whatever. But yeah, anyways, to that, to the things that we...
that it's good for you, it's healthy for you that you don't have to lock your door.
Yeah.
Theoretically, right now, I just made that statement.
Of course, we have people come over and their anxiety is a bear. And I'm not scared of that anymore, but they are because they're from the city and they've seen our pictures with bear in the yard and they're... So they've got that anxiety that I don't have. But anyways, yeah.
Can we measure the amount of goodness that you have because you don't lock your doors at night? Is that measurable? No. And also it's, well, how do you perceive that? Do you perceive that as, man, I feel so safe.
Gratitude, pride. Yeah, totally.
Or do you perceive that as, you know what, I don't ever lock my doors. I bet I'm going to get robbed one of these days.
Oh.
I'm just, you know, it's bound to happen, and maybe I should lock my doors.
Yeah. It is so funny. Yeah, because you know, we've had people come up here and go, how do you live up here? There's just nothing here. There's everything here, but yeah, nothing that, you know, there's no movie theater, mega right. movie theaters and stores and whatnot. You know, thinking about the counteracting, I was, so today, you don't even know this, I'm going to go, actually, I'm not going to have lunch with you today because I'm going to go down the streets. I'm probably going to buy a mountain bike, a fat tire bike. And I'm overly excited about it. And I wonder though, if it's just like watching funny stuff that we don't normally do that I'm probably triggered because I'm thinking along these lines anyways. And well, my point, why not? Maybe this is a good time in our current culture for everybody listening to think about how to counteract it. What is a hobby that you can take affirmative action towards? What is fun? What
I was just going to say, put something that you will look forward to.
Yeah. Yeah. Play, and along play. Those, like uber positive, a play, joy, inspiration, and maybe even more so because we have people who normally would have that can't. Like we normally go to the Broadmoor and sing Christmas carols and we have our tradition there and we can't mm-hmm. do that now. So we're going to, what can we do to add in more joy, more fun, more positivity as, again, affirmative action? Just
you
like
can come carol at our house.
Can we actually talked about doing it in our quote.
Your neighborhood.
Yeah, our quote neighborhood. Everybody has to walk a mile to come to the four corners in the middle and do something. But, you know, yeah, again, what can we do affirmative action-wise to increase that joy, to say by proxy? And I think, and that was what I had in mind for the show. By proxy, we are all at a more negative level, possibly than ever culturally. I mean, somebody who's been in a tragedy and
well, right, we're not comparing us to Vietnam or World War II or somebody whose
parent
Holocaust,
spouse died of cancer. I mean, but culturally across the board, we have this hum of more negativity. So if we accept that, and that's what I was wanting to get on the table today, what do we do? What should we do to go, huh? I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, because we're so entrapped in the norm, and right now that is the norm. It's been quick, but it's the norm.
It's the water we swim in.
It's the water we swim in, and really quick, it's gotten muddy. And to go, whoa, holy smokes, I can't not be touched by this. Mm-hmm. So what can I do to strengthen myself, which we talk a lot, but also to counteract it? And yeah, I hadn't thought about that. This has me more thinking about, okay, if we know the negativity, then yeah, maybe I should, instead of watching we don't ever watch a horror film. Folks, if you watch horror film, maybe don't. Stop doing that. Even if you were watching the tense drama, maybe throw in some comedy, throw in some fun, throw in a family game, throw in a massage. Throw in a spa day, throw in, maybe this is time to do some affirmative action for yourself to increase your joy. It sounds terrible, but we just got a TV. We had this old 10-year-old, I think it was like a 24 screen. That's our family TV. And so we just got, I told you last night. So we did it with 65 inch. It's mm-hmm. this huge, I almost, the 75 was there and we could have bought it and I just couldn't get myself. It was so violently outrageous. I couldn't do it, but we got it. And it's just fun. You know, it's fun. We sat last night and watched a little Lord of the Rings and they pulled these funny things up and we're just laughing. And, I'm thinking about going to get some games, some family games, just buy some. They're expensive and you never know if everybody's going to like it, but just something fun. Again, what can we shoot in there? Yeah. Maybe it's a good time to take a list. What can we do as a family? But, or you, when's the last time you did something? Just you. Go on a run. Go on a ride.
No, I'm guilty.
Go play tennis.
That's why I'm a little bit stymied here. Is to say, I think the flavor, the feeling of our family right now is in that muddy water.
Yeah.
It's like the frustration and negativity, and like we said earlier, I feel it probably like no time
ever.
You
need a good bottle of red wine, a good steak.
After an
amorous night with your wife.
After a great mountain bike, tennis playing, skiing day, yes.
Yeah, what if Saturday you go out, because you would enjoy this, go out and do a two-hour exercise and just spend yourself and then come back looking forward to that. I mean, that right there gives you something to look forward to. It's not huge, but it's Wednesday and that's 3 days down the road and you get to look forward to. I've got kids coming into town. So I know Friday night will be on the new TV, one that we've never seen in actual decent resolution, you know? And then the next day it'll be how many people are going to, we'll probably do that mountain bike or run together.
So my games. Son's girlfriend, they were watching Christmas movies, and we said, well, which ones are you guys going to watch? And she said, you know, all the old classics. And we were thinking, you know, White Christmas. She goes, you know, Home Alone, Polar Express.
Yeah, that's funny. Polar Express, that would be a good one on a new TV. Well, so there, that as with a lot of these conversations, I just had the concept, and I like that this is a time to give affirmative action to...
Fun. We're going to prescribe play.
Positivity. But, I mean, with no greater thing, going back to where you started with gratitude. With gratitude, what can I be grateful for? This is a great time to make a gratitude list, to start the morning with gratitude, to think about it during the day, set your timer for the middle of the day, and
remind yourself.
Yeah. Maybe, and to think about that as the holidays are coming, sit down with the family, do that. But yeah, maybe again, a time also just for some pampering, do something, set it out there that you're going to look forward to.
That is fun.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Ending the show, I'm thinking it's also just good for us to be aware of how much negative content we're exposed to every day. The danger is now being aware and that making us further upset about it, which doesn't help. So it is relevant to be aware of it and have grace and compassion and realize it does affect you. So the more you're exposed to, the more affirmative action you need to take to counter it, more positive info, more time away from your devices maybe, or the sources that provide so much of the negativity. Thank you so much for tuning into this self-helpful podcast where I strive to help you and me elevate our personal experience and the way we show up for others. Stay driven, my friends.